Let's talk about the Chiefs' upcoming opponent this Sunday in the Miami Dolphins. We've seen a very inconsistent Dolphins team through the first 2 weeks. They went out week one and beat one of the best teams in the AFC in the New England Patriots by a score of 33-20. Last week, they went out to Buffalo and struggled against the Buffalo Bills team and lost 29-10.
Picked up by the Dolphins inside the...
Where have the Miami Dolphins been inconsistent this year? You have to start with the offensive line.
Tannehill to throw. Breaks away from pressure, but then is wrapped up and taken down. Kyle Williams.
That defensive pressure from the Buffalo Bills was able to get after Ryan Tannehill with a lot of A-gap pressure.
He's looking long. The pocket collapses, and he is thrown down another sack.
Now, Mike Pouncey, the Pro Bowl center for the Dolphins, had hip surgery in June, was scheduled to miss 4 to 6 games during the season. But apparently he's ahead of schedule. We don't yet know if he's going to play in this game. He said that he's ready to go, but it's still yet to be determined. His return would change things completely for the Dolphins' offensive line, and it's something the Chiefs could take advantage of if he's not able to play. Another key storyline in this game is the injury bug at the running back position for the Miami Dolphins. And Sean Moreno, their starter, went down with a dislocated elbow after averaging 5.5 yards per carry through the first couple of games. The team is high on running back Lamar Miller. They even say they really like what they see from Damian Williams. But they went out and signed former K-State Wildcat and a guy who's played with Miami in Daniel Thomas to help shore up that backfield going into this game against the Chiefs. Every great offense has continuity between the quarterback and his number one receiver.
Back to pass, looking long to the middle of the field, looking for Wallace, and Corey Graham breaks it up.
But it's something they haven't seen in Miami between Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace.
Well, I thought this is one of these throws that I thought Tannehill should have had. There's no inside presence.
He and Ryan Tannehill haven't necessarily got on the same page in the manner in which they thought they would when they brought Wallace over. Now, Mike Wallace is an extremely talented receiver. He's got a lot of speed, and he has the ability to make big plays down the field. Hopefully, the Chiefs can keep them one more week away from having that timing.
He threw it behind Mike Wallace.
Now, the Chiefs have dealt with their fair share of adversity on the offensive line. They've had injuries, but they've also been tested so far this season. Week one, they went up against Jarrell Casey, one of the best defensive linemen at getting after the quarterback in the NFL. Last week against the Broncos, it was DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. The Chiefs have their hands full this week as they face one of the other best pass rushers in the NFL in Cameron Wake. Now, the Miami defense as a whole, they like to control the line of scrimmage. They like to put guys in the box. That creates space on the outside.
They dump it off to the near side for Woods, and Woods follows Watkins' block inside.
With the Dolphins trying to control the line of scrimmage, trying to stack guys inside the box, that opens up space on the outside and down the field for the Chiefs' offense and their skill position players to try to take advantage. When you have a coach like Andy Reid, who's one of the best schemers in the NFL, finding ways to put guys in positions to be successful is something he's known for and something we'll hopefully see from the Chiefs' offense this week.